Well, I remember the war starting, the Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. I heard it on the radio. We had a battery radio, and I remember sitting around, there was somebody else, my mum and dad and some more were listening to it, and I was listening to it. Didn't quite understand what it was about, but I knew it was very serious. Anyhow, after the war had started, I should think it was 18 months later, so that would make it 40, in about 41, when I was about 10, I might have been 11. I was having my bread and treacle for my bread. It was holiday time. And I had four brothers and five sisters, I had. So breakfast, it was either bread and jam or bread and treacle. In the winter it was porridge. I can't remember. We didn't have any cereals, I know that. But we were fed, but there was 10 of us, my mum and dad. And I remember a rattling going on outside, a noise I'd never heard before, and we shot out to see what it was. And it was a brain gun carrier going up the road up into the village. We lived in the lane just going out of the village. Of course, we couldn't get up there fast enough then. We shot after it to see what it was. I didn't know it was a brain gun carrier, but it turned out it was. And it went to the top of the lane, and they looked around, and then they put a brain gun underneath a big elderberry bush in a big hole dip where we used to play as kids. And they sighted this brain gun underneath this bush. And then two soldiers stayed with this brain gun, and then the brain gun carrier went off. It happened to be holiday time, actually. And it wasn't long before a couple of lorries came up with soldiers in. And they got out, and they can't remember what equipment they had. Or maybe they had spades, that's about their equipment, I think. But I found out eventually that they were what's known as sappers. That sappers are like labourers, army labourers. And they took up the form. Well, there was a seat at top of the lane road, at the side of the Trent Bridge, a Trent Bank rather. And they took this form up and moved it to one side. Of course, what they're doing that for, we had no idea. Then they took the signpost down, which was adjacent to it. They took that and moved them away, well out of the way.